This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about that insatiable desire to be right. And when I turn to the scriptures, I recall the heated exchange between Moses and a group of Levites. So the Levites were frustrated because they were not in the promised land yet, and they didn't feel as though Moses was leading them in the right way. They looked at their current life in the wilderness and thought that they would have been far better off in Egypt. So at one point, there was a confrontation between the Levites and Moses. And Moses was insulted because he was receiving his instructions directly from God. He was doing the very best he could in that moment, but the Levites didn't trust him to lead. The amazing thing, though, is that in the middle of this heated exchange, Moses fell to the ground and began to pray for the Levites. And this really caught my attention because when I think about how divided our country has become, including all of the political dialogue and the bitter exchanges, I realized just how important Moses' actions are today. And so do you sometimes have that insatiable desire to be right? I know for sure this is where some of my work lies. But in that moment of contention, we should just take a step back and do what Moses did. Pray for the healing of the other person, whether we believe we're right or wrong. And if you're like me, let us be strengthened by these words. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. 2 Timothy 1:7. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, resist that urge.